Hello and welcome to The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week, the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance take you beyond the numbers and hype, right to the heart of the big issues of the day. Today, we're bringing you something a little different. Thanks to Karim Sheriff and Georg Weidlich in the UBS Wealth Management CIO, we're presenting a little educational piece for you. This is an introduction to hedge funds.
Thanks, Tom. So can you give us a few key pointers, hedge funds, in a nutshell, if you will?
Investors who only hold cash in traditional asset classes can miss out on the unique attributes that hedge funds offer. Hedge funds are actively managed instruments with flexible mandates that allow fund managers to invest opportunistically in long and short positions across various asset classes in pursuit of strong asymmetric returns. Unlike mutual funds, they're generally unconstrained and draw on a wide range of strategies and instruments. Hedge funds can be broken down into four different styles, which we'll hear more about later. Depending on the strategy, managers can make use of leverage while restricting the liquidity of their fund to match the liquidity of the positions or underlying investments with the time required to execute their strategies. Hedge funds typically charge a management and a performance fee. In exchange, investors may benefit from their active investment and risk management approach, the uniqueness of some of the strategies they pursue, their capacity to generate attractive and uncorrelated risk-adjusted returns, as well as their ability to protect against significant capital losses. These attributes can make them good diversifiers and stabilisers within a multi-asset class portfolio. Some risks, however, need to be considered before investing in such funds. These include the use of leverage, the potential lack of transparency, fund liquidity, and operational risk management integrity. These risks can't be fully eliminated, but can be reduced significantly through in-depth due diligence and strict investment and monitoring processes.
So let's go back to basics. Hedge funds are not a new thing, right?
For sure. Hedge funds are anything but newfangled. The first one was launched 71 years ago, in 1949, the year in which Chairman Mao proclaimed the People's Republic of China. Alfred Winslow Jones created the first ever hedged fund. Jones's strategy was the first to combine long and short positions in stocks he believed to be undervalued or overvalued in order to reduce his exposure to general stock market movements. To enhance his returns, he added leverage. His approach, now referred to as traditional long-short equity, proved successful quickly and spawned many imitators after his fund outperformed the long-only competition by double-digit figures for several years. At the time, hedge funds were niche products only available to a selected number of wealthy private investors. Since then, though, the industry's grown significantly, and today, hedge funds manage more than $3 trillion across 8,000 funds and pursue very different investment strategies and philosophies.
Okay, that makes sense. So can you tell me more about the different strategies? You mentioned those four styles earlier.
Yes, so hedge funds can be broken down into four distinct styles: equity hedge, event-driven, relative value, and macro trading. These styles pursue different investment approaches: asset classes, exposure levels, gearing ratios, and risk-adjusted returns. Equity hedge is the oldest hedge fund investment style, in which attractive equities and or equity derivatives are purchased and less attractive ones are shorted. Equity hedge strategies come in many different forms: quantitative or fundamental, broadly diversified or highly concentrated, market neutral or directional. In addition, some strategies use more leverage and or focus on individual market sectors or equity factors. Event-driven funds focus on opportunities arising from corporate transactions, mergers and acquisitions, reorganizations, bankruptcies, and share buybacks. Their goal is to identify potential security mispricing resulting from the uncertainty of the outcome of such events. Their preferred instruments are generally stocks or derivatives, but can also include bonds with varying capital structures. Relative value traders earn profits by exploiting price differences between related investment vehicles, especially in fixed income. To identify these arbitrage opportunities, managers rely on a wide variety of fundamental and quantitative models. Macro trading managers are highly opportunistic investors by nature and use systematic or discretionary approaches to identify emerging trends in equity, bond, currency, and commodity markets, and then exploit them across the full range of available instruments.
And what are the different types of hedge fund investments?
There are broadly three different types of hedge fund investments. Single-strategy hedge funds invest following one single investment strategy. Multi-strategy funds are often operated by larger firms and engage in a broad spectrum of strategies. They're structured much like a traditional single-strategy fund, with the difference that various investment teams operate under a single fund umbrella and invest in different strategies across the hedge fund universe. funds of hedge funds are vehicles that invest pooled money into a collection of hedge funds, essentially managing a portfolio of different single or multi-strategy hedge fund investments across styles and sub-strategies.
So why invest in hedge funds then?
Hedge funds are a draw for the most talented professionals in the investment world, from high-profile traders or portfolio managers to skilled research scientists and IT and data experts. Looking at the HFRI fund-weighted index over the past two decades, hedge funds delivered net of fees returns of 6.4%, with a volatility of 6.9%, similar to the performance of global equities with less than half the volatility. Hedge funds generally focus on protecting against significant capital losses by targeting those asymmetric returns or returns skewed to the upside. As a result, hedge funds tend to protect against drawdowns in adverse market conditions better than traditional long-only investments, supporting attractive long-term compounded returns and lowering overall volatility. Many strategies seek to generate returns through drivers other than just traditional beta. This is achieved either by targeting more exotic, less efficient, and sometimes less liquid market segments, or by constructing positions using techniques that can perform regardless of market movements. In a multi-asset portfolio, these features are especially attractive, as they can dampen losses in a bear market, improve diversification, and preserve capital.
And what about risk considerations?
This is really important, of course. Investors considering an investment in hedge funds should be aware of the risks inherent in this product category. While they're not necessarily higher than with traditional investments, they may differ greatly in terms of their nature and impact. These risks can't be fully eliminated, but can be reduced significantly through in-depth due diligence and strict investment and monitoring processes. Importantly, investing with the right manager is paramount. Hedge fund investors are exposed to illiquidity risk due to potential liquidity mismatch between the fund and its underlying investments. This is particularly true for non-equity strategies. Liquidity can dry up for extended periods in unfavourable market environments, which widens bid-ask spreads and can have a negative effect on valuations. As a result, strategies that focus on less liquid instruments typically require longer lockups. For bearing this additional risk, however, investors may benefit in the form of an extra return, the liquidity premium. Hedge fund managers are generally free to borrow capital for individual assets or the entire fund. The use of borrowed capital can increase returns, but also affects the investment's risk profile. The use of leverage, however, varies greatly from one hedge fund strategy to another. Hedge fund managers may use highly complex strategies, instruments, and structures. This complexity poses risks, including the risk of insufficiently monitoring people, processes, and systems. Other operational risks relate to portfolio and investment management. Most alternative investment managers only disclose details about their underlying investments periodically. Limited disclosure requirements enable managers to implement their ideas without alerting other market participants. This lack of transparency can, however, be used to mask fraud, changes in investment style, actual risk exposures, and atypical uses of leverage, as well as to downplay general market and investment risks. Few, if any, investments are immune to systemic risks and complete market failures. Alternative investments are as susceptible as other risky investments to the aftershocks of a cash crunch or the collapse of the financial system, although active risk management and capital protection can soften the negative impact on performance. Other ways to lighten the impact include tracking risk exposures, diversifying investments across strategies, and limiting allocations to illiquid investments. Just as hedge funds are heterogeneous and wide-ranging in approach and character, so are the factors that can negatively impact each strategy. These may include deal risks for merger arbitrage funds, correlation breakdown risk for relative value strategies, or factor rotations for quant equity managers.
So once you've weighed the risks, how much should you invest?
It's recommended to allocate a sizable portion of the portfolio to hedge funds, depending on the investor's risk profile. This reflects a conviction of their role inside a multi-asset class asset allocation. Returns across hedge fund strategies, styles, and managers can vary widely from one year to the other, depending on the opportunity set, market conditions, or manager skill. When allocating to hedge funds, investors should balance strategies and styles to diversify sources of return, optimize the chances for positive performance, and reduce the potential impact of specific drivers. An investor's level of expertise and portfolio size are key factors determining how a hedge fund exposure should be built and incorporated into an investment portfolio. If the objective is to achieve hedge funds' unique return characteristics in a diversified manner, the simplest approach for most investors is to pursue a fund of hedge funds approach, especially if the intended capital commitment is low. Sophisticated investors with sufficient capital, time and resources can achieve exposure by assembling a customised portfolio of direct hedge fund investments, thereby retaining control over concentration, strategy weighting and manager selection.
So, to conclude, hedge funds can help reduce risk and add diversification in multi-asset portfolios. Investors should allocate a sizable portion of their portfolio to hedge funds depending on their risk profile. When allocating, investors should balance strategies and styles to diversify sources of return, optimize the chances for positive performance, and reduce the potential impact of any one or few drivers.
That's right. And that wraps up this special Hedge Funds Education edition of the Bulletin with UBS. Special thanks once again to the authors of the UBS Introduction to Hedge Funds piece, Karim Sheriff and Georg Weidlich from the Global Wealth Management CIO. You can listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via your preferred podcast platform. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.